This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Oh, those crazy dastardly deeds. Done. Dastardly deeds done. Time to impeach President Trump, huh? Dastardly deeds done. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Great to be with you on a very, very busy Wednesday. Caught myself there, Wednesday. If you missed it at the opening of the show today, I got into great detail about Trump's looming impeachment. So please go back and listen. You can either do the old Odyssey app rewind, or you can catch the podcast. And so much has changed since then, because that's the nature of the world in which we live right now. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy times. So we're not going to take over Gaza. Everybody needs to take a freaking deep breath. We're not taking over Gaza. This is the point that Trump's making. It's like, oh, you can't figure it out? All right, we'll just take it over. It's not going to happen. Stop. Calm down. Everybody needs to relax. And I say this, too, to a lot of my friends on the conservative and libertarian side of the aisle. Like, not everything the guy says, he means it the way he says it. I mean, we just have to understand that by now of him. You just have to understand how the guy is. Can't you see that by now? This isn't our first rodeo with him. All right. We'll talk about a lot of things this hour, but he signed an executive order today banning bio dudes from women's sports. Our buddy, our friend, Paula Scanlon was there at the White House today. Proud of her. She's great. She's a fighter. And it was really, really cool to see her behind the president today at the White House. She was on Fox and Friends this morning talking about this issue. Again, she swam at UPenn. She got, you know, the bio dude, Thomas, you know, she had to lose out to him, and it's not right. And I'm glad that the president is saying we're going to stay. President Donald Trump, feminist, standing with women and protecting women. Donald Trump, feminist. That's right. And what a stupid political move by the Democrats to side with such a small minority of people over women. Trump standing with women, seizing the moment. All these women behind him on that stage, little girls and college athletes and professional athletes. It was just great. Great to watch. Really smart. Here's what Paula said this morning on Fox and Friends. Take a listen.
Lynn joins us now. Hey, Paula.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I know that you swam at UPenn and you swam with Leah Thomas, and you decided in 2023 to start speaking out. The school tried to silence you and suppress your thoughts, but you went forward. You were fighting for fairness in women's sports. So what does this mean to you after years and years of fighting?
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. I mean, but the biggest thing that I'm thinking to myself is the fact that we even have to do this and spend time and sign an executive order to say something as common sense as men do not belong exactly. in women's sports. But this is just the beginning. Ultimately, this issue will not be over until we get this passed in all three branches of government, until we see cases won in the Supreme Court, until we see the Congress pass this. And so we're looking for the Senate to hopefully try and pass this into law as well after Trump signs his executive order.
I know you've talked to Congress. What are the chances of that?
I don't know, but honestly, I want them to bring it because we need these senators on the record saying that they do not stand with women, because there's a lot of Democrats that are not going to vote for this, and we want them on the record saying that they believe men belong in women's sports, and I think that that is very important. So I really do hope that they bring this up in Senate and we see how people are going to vote on this.
Today is National Girls and Women's Sports Day. We're celebrating female athletes like yourself. What did that sport do for you? What did swimming do for your life?
We can jump out of this. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much for playing that, Bill. I appreciate it. That's good. So, yeah, now the fight goes to the House and the Senate. But to Paula's point, let's get these people on record. You stand with women or not? I am telling you, I know how people think. My job as a talk show host sometimes, believe it or not, and I know this is going to sound shocking because, you know, the people that hate me think I'm a blowhard. The people that love me know I'm a blowhard. But a big part of my job, believe it or not, is to listen. The two best program directors that I've ever had the pleasure of working with at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, Ed Paladino and Greg Stocker and Evil Jared. So three. But then there's another one, Lori Cantillo from WABC, who taught me very early on as I was cutting my teeth and trying to get into radio. She said, go to places and listen. Just listen to what people are saying if you want to do a good talk show. And I do that all the time. So when I go to things, especially because I don't want anyone to know who I am. Now, this is going to sound crazy to you. I know, because I'm very shy, but I really am a little shy, a little bit. I'm kind of an introvert. It's crazy. And I don't like people to know who I am. But the only downside to all these Fox News hits that I'm doing, like on Monday when I go up to Fox News to do Perino on politics and be on Dana Perino's podcast, or on February 28th or 29th, whatever it is, when I'm on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon, or next week when I'm on Fox America's Newsroom. The only downside of doing all these Fox hits is that I'm becoming more recognizable in public, Matt DeSantis, you know what I mean? And so there's that's the downside to that. And I can't stand that personally, you know what I mean? It's a lot. It's a lot. So, you know. Are you there, Matt? Did you disappear?
I'm here. I was chatting with Justin. We're trying to get something ready for social media.
Oh, you are? Okay, then I'll leave you alone.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I missed everything you had to say. I heard you say you were secretly an introvert, and then I tuned you out because I don't believe you.
Great. Yeah, that's I was just saying that all the Fox News appearances that I'm doing, it's harder to stay anonymous, and I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like the fact that I've got to go up to New York on Monday and be on Fox, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these things, it just kind of takes away from the anonymity a little bit, you know?
Yeah, plus you're going to get harassed by your fans now.
Well, and that's part of it, too. But all right, you two go back and do whatever the hell it is you two are doing over there. What are you doing, by the way?
We're trying to figure out, we're trying to set up which posts we're going to ultimately end up creating for social media later tonight and for tomorrow. And in order to do that, Justin rips a giant chunk of video for me, and then I kind of whittle it down into a couple minutes. So that's what we're working on now, because I don't want to deal with a giant 3-hour file.
Did you rip it, Justin?
Many people are saying I did, in fact, rip it.
Well, whoever smelt it dealt it.
Whoever said it, spread it.
I have a 4-year-old, all right? I have a 4-year-old. So, all right. Thank you guys for handling that social media stuff. It's very, very important. Anyway, the point is this. I listen when I go to things, and I hear these moms and dads talk at various sporting contests, and I know what I'm talking about here when I tell you these moms and dads do not want their little girls to lose out on a trophy to a dude. They don't. They may not say it. They may not put a sign in their yard. They may not say a word about it on social media, but it was a crucial, crucial reason why Donald Trump won this election. And Republicans would be very wise to seize this issue and run with it, because it matters. It really matters. Fighting and protecting women matters. Bottom line. All right. We have a lot of other stuff here today. So let's play this for you. If I could. You want to know what's going on with USAID? Well, Representative Brian Mass broke it down. All the various things that we're sending money to. And you understand why it is that so many progressives are melting down over funding for the United States Agency for International Development. And they're melting down. He goes through this. All right. All the kind of things that your taxpayer dollars are funding here with this. Cut 24.
Hey, everybody. Congressman Brian Mass here. Just replying to my Democrat colleagues that are trying to spread misinformation, saying that people are going to die and that it's just a drop in the bucket of the U.S. budget with what USAID is doing, and we shouldn't be concerned about it. And they weren't really doing anything bad with what's going on in making USAID and the State Department actually answer for the things that they were spending. So let's go through what they were actually spending on. $15 million for condoms to the Taliban through USAID. I don't think anybody's going to die because we don't give the Taliban any more condoms. $446,000 to promote atheism in Nepal through the State Department. $1 million to support labor unions in the Sudan through the State Department. $1 million to unionize gig workers in Brazil through the State Department. $1 million to boost French-speaking LGBTQ groups in West and Central Africa through the State Department. I don't think that's saving lives. $14 million in cash vouchers for migrants at the southern border through the State Department. $20,600 for drag shows in Ecuador, again,
yes,
through the State Department. I've got some videos
those.
Of other drag shows that were going on funded directly by USAID. I don't think that's life-saving for the Venezuelans that they were teaching how to do drag shows. $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. We're looking forward to getting you the video for that. $24,000 for an arts envoy program to Argentina to celebrate Pride Month. $32,000 for an LGBTQ-centered comic book in Peru. I've got a copy of that one. $55,000 for a climate change presentation warning about the impact of climate change in Argentina. But get this, it had to be led by female and LGBT journalists, not anybody else. It had to be that. Again, more DEI. $3+ million for just being LGBTQ in the Caribbean. That was through USAID. $80,000 for an LGBT community center in Bratislava, Slovakia, through the State Department. $3+ million to help Tunisian migrants readjust to life in their home country of Tunisia after deportation. $16,000 to foster a united and equal queer feminist discourse in Albanian society. $10,000 to pressure Lithuanian corporations to promote DEI values. $8,000 to promote DEI among LGBTQ groups in Cyprus.
All right, stop it, stop it. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. You get the point. Now, a lot of that stuff is absolutely 100% necessary, clearly. I'm kidding. Attorney General Pam Bondi, acting very, very quickly today as Attorney General of the United States of America, halting federal funding for sanctuary cities. Now, look, this stuff is going to be challenged in court. A lot of this stuff is symbolic. But remember something in politics. Symbolism has a lot of meaning. And you know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to do what they always do. And they're going to swing the pendulum too far to the left again. And they're going to fight this. So let the Democrats go into court and try to defend why they want to allow criminals to stay on the loose and not be arrested by the federal government. Let the Democrat Party be the party of criminals. Because that's what we're talking about here. That's what a sanctuary city is. Let's understand the definition of a sanctuary city. And you know this. It's not about protecting grandmas and little girls at church. It's about when a criminal is in a jail and ICE calls up the jail and says, hey, we have a detainer warrant on this person. A sanctuary city says, we hang up the phone. No. That's not what the people want. The people want the person answering the phone at the jail to say, no problem. We'll turn him right over to you. When are you coming to get him? So that you can send his ass out of this country so we don't have to pay his room and board. That's what the people want. So let the Democrats be the party that defend criminals. This is really smart. Day one directive. So no funds for sanctuary cities. No funds for sanctuary cities. It's going to be a court battle, and I say, good. Let the Democrats be on the side of harboring criminals. Let the Democrat Party be the party of criminals. Again, it's like, let them be the party that supports biological males competing against women athletes. How's that working out for you? How's that working out for you? You know, it's really unfortunate that we have watched the intimidation for so long now of so many different people. Like, did you know, for example, this story that I saw the other day? Former San Jose State University assistant volleyball coach Melissa Beatty Snooze. Her contract with the university expired Friday of last week. She has been told it will not be renewed. Her departure comes after a season plagued by a scandal involving a trans athlete in which the coach took a firm stance to oppose the university's defense of that athlete. She and her family initially moved to California from the East Coast to accept the job in 2023. She said, quote, "We didn't make the decision to move our family across the country lightly, but I believe that everything happens for a reason, and I was meant to be at San Jose State to stand up for these young women and do everything I could to protect future generations. In my 30 years of coaching, this is one of the most amazing groups of young women that I've been around. Their strength and resiliency during a difficult season was inspiring and one of the reasons why I had to take a stand." She was suspended after she filed a Title IX complaint against the university regarding its handling of a situation involving a former transgender player. The complaint alleged that that player had conspired with an opponent to have a former teammate hit one of the girls, Brooke Slusser, in the face during a match in October. And the coach, who since lost her job, said, "I spoke up for the young women on the team who were being silenced and gaslit while dealing with having a male athlete in their locker room, on the court, and rooming with them on the road. I could not be silenced and manipulated any longer, so I had to stand up for what was right." And she lost her job for it. So this is why it matters. This is why it matters. So let the Democrat Party be on the side of dudes trying to take the spot of women. Let them be on the side of criminals in cities like Philadelphia. Let them be the party of that. See how that works out for them. Let them be the party that figures out how on the third ballot you have to have a non-binary person if you've had a male on the first ballot and a female or transgender on the second ballot. Let them be that party. Let them be nuts. And continue to lose and continue to wonder why they're losing. Now, I sent this clip. This is now upset about, let's see the clip here, if I can find it here. Upset about Trump's executive order on trans men playing women's sports, trans athlete Chris Moser says there's no evidence that trans athletes have an advantage over anyone else in sports. Actually, the evidence is called testosterone, which women don't have. That's the evidence. I mean, that's just call what it is. That's the evidence here. But CNN's very upset with this. Good. This is what I'm talking about. Let them take the side of bio dudes. Let them take the side of bio dudes and not the side of women. So Trump can be the feminist, and I'm a feminist. I'm fighting for women's rights. I'm fighting for women's rights. I love women, and I'm fighting for their rights, and I have two daughters, and I do not want them to have to endure this crap when they go to college. So you're damn right I'm going to speak out about it, and I always have been speaking out about it. When you're an adult, do whatever the hell you want with your life. I don't care. When it concerns the kids, absolutely not. And if you think as an adult in college you get to take away a trophy from another adult on that team, wrong answer. Wrong answer. Absolutely not. But this is what he said to CNN today. Take a listen.
So when you hear people say this is how it should be, trans athletes have a competitive advantage over non-trans athletes, what do you say to them?
There's no evidence that trans athletes have an advantage over anyone else in sports. Trans athletes play sports for the same reasons as anybody else, for our love of the game, to be a part of a team, to challenge ourselves, and most of all, for the youth level, to have fun. And every young person deserves that opportunity to be their authentic self and to play the sports that they love without compromising any part of who they are.
I'm curious about that, Chris, because you say that there's no evidence that there's a competitive advantage, but we've heard from parents who've had a different experience. They've argued that there is irrefutable evidence, irrefutable differences in physiology between the sexes, that hormone therapies don't sufficiently level the playing field. Do you get where they're coming from?
We have to look at what we're talking about here, and if we're talking about youth sports, youth sports is part of our educational system. And as part of our educational system, young people learn values such as discipline, hard work, leadership, teamwork, communication skills, and so much more from their participation in sports. We know that each body is different, every person is different, and that even amongst cisgender kids, that are kids that are not transgender, there are differences in their strength, their speed, their ability, their natural ability.
It's very simple. You play on a team that your biology matches up with. That's it. I was a fat kid in school, all right? I got picked last in gym class for every sport. And the only thing I was good at was dodgeball because I could take a hit. You know what I mean? I was a chubby kid. I had husky jeans on. I get it, what he's going on about how every kid's different and some kids have advantages and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know what? That's life, right? My buddies were good at football. I was good at student council. I was the class president. Shocking, I know. I did theater. I'm proud of that fact. But I was not a good athlete, and I know that that's shocking. I know that, and you have to come to grips with that fact, okay? But I was a short, chubby kid, and I had no athletic ability. I still have no athletic ability. I'm just not a chubby kid anymore. I'm just a, you know. But anyway, my point is, that's not what we're talking about here. There's all kinds of different advantages, but it's very simple. You play in the team that matches up with your genitalia. That's it. That's all you do. And if you're not good at it, well, then you're not good at it. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say. I mean, if you listen to that line of thinking, though, then theoretically speaking, there should be a team for children who aren't very, very good at sports. And then how does that make them feel? Like outcasts and ostracized? I wouldn't want to be on that team. It's very, you break it up by gender. Boys team, girls team. When kids are really young and there's no differences yet, then yeah, you can have co-ed teams. I don't think anyone is complaining about the fact that my daughter Reagan is on a team with little boys. I don't think that that's really a problem. I don't think co-ed sports when you're in kindergarten and preschool and first grade is really what we're talking about here, buddy. I think what we're talking about here is when boys hit puberty and then those boys have testosterone coursing through their veins and then they're on a volleyball court and they smack a volleyball into the face of a woman who's 17 years old and break her nose. That's what we're talking about here. Let's not, and you know, and of course it's CNN, so CNN's going to let this person babble on about their nonsense in this. Nobody's turning around and saying like first graders can't play volleyball together if they're boys and girls. You see what the left does? They come with these idiotic analogies like, well, you know, tug of war. Dude, why can't we have boys and girls both on the tug of war team in first grade? Would you shut up? Nobody's talking about that, you moron. We're talking about when these teenagers are basically adults in terms of their body structure. And then they get to say, well, I'm not a man, I'm a woman, and now I'm going to go in the pool and I'm going to defeat a girl in swimming. That's what we're talking about. And you know that. So stop. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. President Trump signing that executive order today. Caroline Leavitt talked about a lot of things when she did her White House press conference today. And one of the things she talked about was the fact that the United States will not allow the Chinese Communist Party to continue to control the Panama Canal. This issue is about to heat up big time. This is what the White House press secretary said. Cut number one.
Throughout the transition and during his inaugural address, President Trump made it known that the United States cannot and will not allow the Chinese Communist Party to continue with its effective and growing control over the Panama Canal. Following Secretary Rubio's successful first trip and visit there over the weekend, Panama's president said he will allow its participation in the Chinese Communist Party's, it will no longer allow the participation in the Belt and Road Initiative. That participation will expire. This is significant because Panama was the first Latin American nation to join Belt and Road and now becomes the first to back away from it because of President Trump.
Good. So you see, by saying the United States is going to go, and again, you know, to everybody, it's like we're going to invade Panama. We're going to use the military and seize Panama. Sometimes just by saying things in life, you get outcomes because people know not to. And I'm sorry It's Fred's sister-in-law. I know. I'm sorry about this, but I'm going to use initials again because President Trump posted this on Instagram. So if you don't like it, take it up with him, not me. But it's FAFO. F around and find out. And these countries know that if they F around and find out, they're going to find out. See, that's the difference. If you're going to use that threat, they got to believe you're going to do it. If they don't believe you're going to do it, like, you know, I'll give an example. Like, remember when Barack Obama's red line, he's like, if you do that, it's crossing a red line. And then they cross the red line. He's like, well, now there's a new red line. You're now on double secret probation. You better not do it again. You're just Dean Wormer at that point. That's all you are. Nobody takes you seriously. In fact, they may sleep with your wife because they don't take you seriously. Animal House reference. Hopefully you caught that. Sure you did, obviously. But anyway, if they don't think you're serious, then they're going to do things. If they really do fear you, then they won't. And that's the best way to keep peace. And it's the best way for the United States of America to get what it wants without having to start any new wars, invade countries, or do any of these other things. But the first thing that has to happen, because a lot of this is a psychological game, is they have to believe that Trump is capable of doing this. And they have to believe that the Democrats are a bunch of freaking clowns. And the Democrats make that all too easy when you hear Chuck Schumer. So Chuck Schumer today, and this makes me very, very, I think, listen, if you're thinking to yourself, how do I rally people in life? How do I get everybody excited and on my side and to join me and be brave? Let's cue up cut 19. Chuck Schumer shows us the way. And as we're ready for Super Bowl Sunday coming up on Sunday, and you're thinking to yourself, let's lead a chant. Let's lead a chant for our Eagles, right? And you think, I'm going to lead a chant and I'm going to do this and I'm going to get everybody behind me, but you don't know how to start a chant. You don't know how to get everybody behind you. Look to Chuck Schumer on how to do it, because this is a masterclass in how to do this. Cut 19.
I'm going to stand with you in this fight, and we will win.
We will win.
We will win. We will win. We will win. We will win. We will win. We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. Thank you, everybody.
We won't rest. We want bingo. We won't rest. We want more Jell-O. We want more Jell-O. It's the greatest chant ever heard at an assisted living facility in our lifetime. We won't rest till you change our depends. We won't rest till you give us our dentures. That's Chuck Schumer for you right there. And by the way, can I just say, President Trump, you get a little close here with the Kansas City. Remember something, Pennsylvania delivered for you. And I don't care what the Eagles did the last time. This is a new team. This is a new coach, new quarterback. All right. And the NFL today announced it's getting rid of those stupid end racism things on the in the end zones. So you're not going to have to listen, watch that nonsense. You know why? Because end racism is one of those propaganda things that is put in our faces, and it's moronic. End racism on the field, where you've got multimillionaires of black and white playing a game together. End racism. People that have made more money than I could ever imagine in my life, who happen to be black, money I can only dream of. But end racism on the end zone. Give me a break. So that's gone. The NFL announced that today. We will not have to endure that for Super Bowl Sunday. Hopefully it's gone for good. Wouldn't that be great? Be gone for good. Would love that. Oh, what is it going to be? Choose love is going to be in the end zone? Choose love?
Getting replaced with choose love. And then the other one is it takes all of us.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. It takes all of us is fine. Choose love. I don't want to hear that a week before Valentine's Day. Because what if I don't have love? Huh? And I called California psychics and I couldn't find love. What about that, Matt DeSantis? What about all the losers out there who have no love for Valentine's Day? You're telling me a week before Valentine's Day, we're going to have choose love on the end zone?
Well, I'm sure you calling them losers isn't helping the situation, but
I'm sorry, but that's not right. I mean, you with your fake girlfriend, I know that you pretend you have love, but how many losers out there are going to be alone on Friday crying over the fact that there's no one that loves them, and we're going to just rub it in their face on Super Bowl Sunday with Choose Love? Hmm?
It does seem cold-hearted now that you bring it up.
Thank you. Thank you. To the non-loved community, or the unloved. What is it? Like, you know how they say homeless now? It's unhoused?
The unloved, yeah.
Yeah, the unloved. What about the unloved? Huh? What about the non-loved community in America? They don't need to see your Choose Love propaganda. What if I hate? What if I like to hate? What about the pro? Well, you can't say pro hate anymore. That's what about like? What if I just like people? What about that, huh? Choose like. I want to be platonic friends. I mean, I was in the friend zone a lot growing up in high school. You know how many times I was in the friend zone, Matt DeSantis? I mean, you know how many times I heard from girls, I like you, .. as a friend?
They weren't into the husky jeans.
No, or the acne. They didn't like the acne either. So how about choose like, as in platonic friendships? I like you, .. as a friend. Because there's a whole lot of us out there who've had to endure that in our lives, and I don't need to sit there on Super Bowl Sunday and have choose love shoved in my face, that propaganda. The unloved or the unlovable, and there are unlovable people out there, believe me. It's wrong. And what does it takes all of us mean anyway? It takes all of us to what? To do what?
I don't know. I was actually just about to Google that. I don't have an answer.
It takes all of us to
advance
up a
social
barn,
justice.
Like in Kingpin? What's that?
It takes all of us to advance social justice.
It takes a village. Why not put that on the side? It takes a village. How about it takes all of us to make sure that the... it takes all of us lawyers, I'm not a lawyer, but to sue anyone who says Super Bowl without the NFL's written consent. It takes all of us to go after bars who don't say big game. It takes all of us to rip off our fans throughout the season by charging them ungodly amounts of money. It takes all of us at the firm of Moron and Moron to sue anybody who says the words Super Bowl without the express written consent of the National Football League. Am I right? Give me a freaking break. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I stand with you, the unloved, the unlovable. And I say choose love is hurtful. It's wrong. I'm with you on this, all right? I say choose like. Choose platonic. So stupid. So dumb, it really is. Listen, Dr. Mike Venere is going to give you a great smile. Maybe that's your problem. Maybe that's why you're unloved. Maybe that's why you'll have nothing on Valentine's Day, but you'll be alone and sad and miserable. Or sad on Super Bowl Sunday as you see the choose love on the end zone and think to yourself, why does no one love me? Could it be your teeth? Huh? Could it be your smile? It's possible. Reach out to Dr. Mike Venere today and get that beautiful smile you deserve. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find love. Because a smile tells the world so much. And if your teeth look like Phil Murphy's and snaggle teeth, you know what I'm saying? Let Dr. Mike Venere give you the smile you deserve by going to VenereaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenereaDental.com. With two locations to serve you, Cinnamon Center and Woodbury, Dr. Mike's going to make sure you have that beautiful smile that you do deserve. And of course, everybody in his office is dedicated to your health, your happiness, the great music playing in the office, too. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And that's why my whole family goes to see Dr. Mike. My wife, my kids, Mama Zeoli discovered him for our family. And for over 10 consecutive years, dentists have been referring their patients to Dr. Mike. So get your free implant consultation today by going to VenereaDental.com. Dr. Mike Venere, VenereaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt, are you going to post anything about my dastardly deeds done dirt cheap?
I can if you'd like.
I would like that. I think it was a great moment in constitutional history.
I learned a lot.
The dastardly deeds done dirt cheap clause of the Constitution.
I'm ashamed to say I wasn't familiar with it before that segment.
The things you learn on this show, right? Am I right about that?
It's like free education. Yeah, who even needs college? Just listen to the Rich Zeoli show.
By the way, thanks to Kimmy on the YouTube chat for saying that I was probably a heartthrob in high school. Believe me, I wasn't. But thank you, Kimmy. I appreciate you saying that anyway. Very kind of you to say. Can we just play the clip again of that idiot starting the impeachment against President Trump? I think it's the last clip on the show sheet, right?
Yeah, this is Al Green, cut 32.
Al Green leading the impeachment charge against Trump. And you remember something now, okay? If a president commits dastardly deeds, that is an impeachable offense. I know the Constitution says bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors, but there's a transcript at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia when they asked James Madison, define other crimes and misdemeanors, and he said, and I quote, dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. That's not a joke. I swear, it's in the transcript. Matt, you've seen that, right?
It's there. I didn't believe you at first, but I had to look it up, and sure enough.
If you look at, in the Federalist Papers, Federalist 12, there's a whole thing about dastardly deeds done dirt cheap.
That's one of Madison's, right?
Madison, and, you know, they asked Jefferson about it one time, and he was like, look, did the guy do dastardly deeds done or what? Did he do dastardly? That's the reason why Andrew Johnson, you know, he was the first president ever impeached, and he survived by one vote in the Senate. And if you go back to the trial of President Andrew Johnson in the 1860s, you will see that a senator from, I believe it was New York, stood up and said, members of the Senate, this president has not committed dastardly deeds done dirt cheap, so therefore we can't remove him from the presidency. It's in the historical record. Go look it up. I'm not making this up. Why would I make that up? How could I even make that up? So here's Representative Al Green, no relation to Al Green. Take a listen.
And I stand here today in the well to denounce what it was said, to denounce what the president said, to denounce the complicity of the Prime Minister of Israel, and to remind people that Dr. King was right. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And injustice in Gaza is a threat to justice in the United States of America. I rise to announce that the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Now you stop it right there. Dastardly deeds done. And I have it right here in my formerly pangolin stained fingers, right here in the United States Constitution. If a president
does dastardly deeds, he shall be impeached and removed. That's what it says here. It's a dastardly deeds. It's a dastardly deeds clause. Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Okay? Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap.
If they're done dirt cheap, though, that's kind of good. At least we saved money. As
that's
a taxpayer,
a big problem.
That
they don't like that. That's Doge. I mean, Doge is the only reason why the dastardly deeds are being done dirt cheap, Matt. And they don't like that either.
You can drive the cost down just a little bit more, you think?
Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap, thanks to Elon Musk and Doge. And then they freak out because Elon Musk is, who elected this guy? We want to pay more for the dastardly deeds done. Dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done. It's like promises made, promises kept. That was going to be a fun 4 years. I'm telling you, I missed this. I missed this so much. I really did. Two things to bring to your attention. There is an investigation by the FCC over a station. This is from our friends over at Barrett Media. Barrett Media has a story that the FCC opens an investigation into a radio station for broadcasting live locations of undercover ICE agents. And this is part of Odyssey, so it's one of our stations. And now this is the FCC's Enforcement Bureau is looking into this, whether or not the station, which is licensed to operate by the FCC, is violating the terms of their FCC license, which requires that they operate in the public interest, because apparently they gave the location of where the ICE raids were going to happen. On January 26th, the host of KCBS Radio Weekend News revealed over the public airwaves that undercover ICE agents were carrying out an operation on the east side of town, and then revealed the specific make, color, and model of several unmarked vehicles used in the operation, per Fox News. Apparently, Odyssey is owned by George Soros. I didn't know that. I did not get the memo on that. I should probably check my company email at some point, don't you think? I probably should log in. The only thing is, I'm afraid... probably passed you on a lot of trainings. You know what I mean, Matt?
Oh, man. I had to take one the other day. It took me 2.5 hours to get through.
Yeah, did it really?
I mean, I didn't pay attention to it. I just let it run on the background on my laptop while I did other stuff. But, man, if I had to sit there for the full 2.5 hours, would have been a real disaster.
I had to take an HR class called Dastardly Deeds Done and how to avoid them. Justin, did you take your Dastardly Deeds Done HR training class? Dastardly Deeds Done and how to avoid them?
I have not. I think I'm scared. I'm going to do that. Get that done over the weekend.
Please do, Justin. It's due by Monday. It was due last Monday, actually.
Oh,
I can't
it?
Have you committing dastardly deeds on this show. I can't have you doing dastardly deeds on this program.
But at least I'll do them dirt cheap.
That's fair. Fair point. You know, Sean's whole point as a coach for the Sixers is to make sure those kids don't commit dastardly deeds. Done dirt cheap or otherwise. And thank you, Sean, for mentoring our youth. We don't need them doing dastardly deeds. Done. Or proposed. Proposed or done. Either way, dastardly deeds, not on my watch. I tweeted this out earlier today in New Jersey. This is a big win for common sense and against the lunatics on the left. A New Jersey judge threw out a lawsuit today with prejudice. With prejudice means they cannot file the lawsuit again. The lawsuit was filed against oil companies in the state of New Jersey. And it was the Attorney General of New Jersey, this guy named Matthew Plotkin, who went after the oil industry in the state, the largest oil and gas producers, for arguing that they caused global warming. The judge threw out the case today. New Jersey Superior Court Judge Douglas Hurd, who sided with oil industry defendants who argued that federal law alone could be used to regulate nationwide emissions, also pointed to rulings in New York, Delaware, and Maryland. And I know this judge, Douglas Hurd, as a matter of fact, and it's an excellent, excellent ruling. Only federal law can govern plaintiffs' interstate and international emissions claims because the basic scheme of the Constitution so demands. Therefore, plaintiff's complaint is hereby dismissed with prejudice for failure to state a claim. Now, with prejudice means the case cannot be reintroduced. which is great. So the attorney general can appeal the ruling all he wants, but it's going nowhere. And that's a big win for common sense and against the left and their ridiculous nonsense that they want to do. And, you know, and I gotta just say this. Josh Hawley, I'm going to play a game for you right now. You're going to hear Josh Hawley in this clip talk about regulating social media companies. Okay, being able to sue them for the harm caused against children. And when you listen to this clip, I want you to do me a favor. And Matt, what number is this?
I believe Holly, 17. Yeah, 17, I think, yeah.
Play a game with me while you do this, if you would. Because I have to call out Republicans who engage in this nonsense. And every time you hear Josh Hawley say the word social media, I want you to replace it with either gun or oil. Oil companies or gun companies, gun manufacturers, okay? But it's really gun manufacturers because we're not able to sue them in this country, and the left has been trying to change that for a long, long time. So if the Democrats had it their way, you'd be allowed to sue the manufacturers of firearms. You cannot now in this country. And you can't sue social media companies in this country right now. And Josh Hawley would like to change that. So as you hear Josh Hawley say this, I would like for you, every time you hear the word social media, to replace it with the word gun. And realize how often we Republicans have a tendency sometimes to sound like Democrats in calling for more government regulation and more interference in the private sector. Take a listen.
Because I think I want everybody who's watching this, and I want every member of this committee and every member of the Senate to understand what you just said, which is that the social media platforms don't change because they don't have any incentive, which is a very polite way of saying there's no hammer on these people. They do whatever they want to do because they know nobody can effectively hold them accountable. And they really let the mask slip when you two walked into their offices and told them that they had participated in the killing of your children, because that's what happened. They made money off of it effectively because they're making billions of dollars on their social media platforms. They're killing our kids. They're exposing them to all kinds of ungodly material, and they won't do anything about it because we can't hold them accountable. And I just want to say to members of this body, that has got to change. It is time to give parents the right to sue these platforms. No company in America has the liability shield that these companies have. They can do whatever they want to our kids, and we can't do anything about it. And I say that as the father of three young children. I'm terrified of what my kids might find on social media for the reasons that you've given today. But as a parent, I can't do a thing about it if these companies decide to exploit my children. And it is time for that to change. And we know how to change it. The way to change it is give the parents in this country the right to get into court. Open the courthouse doors and allow them to sue these companies.
No.
It's time.
Now, how about parents step up and be good parents? Get involved in your kid's life and deal with social media and be involved in your kids' lives. Because everything you just said, Josh Hawley, is exactly what Democrats say about guns. They're killing our kids. There's nothing we can do about it. We can't go after the gun manufacturers. We have to hold the gun manufacturers accountable. They're killing our children. There's blood on their hands. We need to sue them. No industry but the gun industry has this kind of liability and this kind of protection. And it's only until we get our day in court that the gun violence in America will stop. Every time we use the C word, children, and we go down this path, We sound like the left. We sound like the left. And I'm sorry, but Josh Hawley is dead wrong on this point. Dead wrong. And as wrong as any Republican is when they talk about regulating social media companies, that is a backdoor for the government to have more power to control speech. You know, Trump's not going to be president forever, and the Republicans may not be in charge forever, and the Democrats would love nothing more than to be able to police speech on social media in the name of protecting the children. And who do you think they'd come after? People like Riley Gaines and Paula Scanlon, saying that they were engaged in hate speech for saying that Will Thomas is a man. And they would love for the ability of a parent of a transgender kid to be able to sue the platform who allowed the hate speech spewed by Riley Gaines and Paula Scanlon to be on their platform as they engage in hate speech against the transgender athletes. You see what I mean by this? So please don't sound like a Democrat. Please don't sound like the left. Please stop finding new ways to give the government power over the private sector. Find other solutions to deal with this without immediately sounding like a Democrat all the time. Because they love it. I mean, every Democrat would vote for that. Sure, we'll take a hate speech code. We'll take the ability to sue social media platforms, and we'll start suing you. We will sue Elon Musk's ass off tomorrow. We'd love it. For spreading disinformation, for spreading hate speech. Oh, we'd love it. Let's take Elon Musk to court. We'll sue him into bankruptcy. We'll sue X out of existence. You don't think they'd love to do that, Josh Hawley? Have you not been paying attention? You know, it's easy to fall for this notion of saying, well, you know, the 16-year-old girl was triggered on Instagram because she saw a post of something and she committed suicide. And that's a horrible thing. But the left would easily turn around and say, well, that transgender youth saw a post by Riley Gaines and took her life because she saw the post and felt bullied. So therefore, that content that was allowed there killed my kid. And now the platform should be sued. So it's, you're playing right into their hands. You're playing right into their hands, and it will absolutely 100% backfire on conservatives. No doubt in my mind about that. We've seen that every single time. All right, the left is losing their minds again today in America over Doge and everything else. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you. Big fourth and final hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.